Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Brandon Bolden played in his first game of the season on Sunday against the Bucs, and he proved to be productive not just as a running back, but in the passing game as well. Perhaps on Sunday, we saw a glimpse of what we could get used to seeing from Bolden as a dual threat in this offense, especially with Shane Vereen on IR. That's what we break down in this week's Player Profile.
Hand off to the tailback, Bolden runs it to the right side, accelerated past the 40, in a foot race to midfield. Bolden trying to pull away at the 35-30, got from behind, taken down, deep into Tampa Bay.
Injury has set him back the first 2 weeks of the regular season, but not on this Sunday when the Pats went 3-0 with the win over the Bucs.
Just to get back out there and just play with everybody, to look over and see Steven or LeGarrette, like, man, good job, you know what I'm saying? So it was awesome.
The running back group is a dynamic group. All three of the top backs bring something different to the offense. The most obvious attribute that LeGarrette Blount brings is his size. At 250 pounds, he weighs the same as linebacker Jerod Mayo. Then there's Stephen Ridley's ability to move a pile, and while Shane Vereen brings speed and versatility as a receiver when he has to be. We weren't sure, though, what we'd see from Brandon Bolden until we did. It seems like Bolden may have taken over the role of fellow running back Shane Vereen, seeing as how he caught more passes from Brady than he took handoffs.
I mean, that's three different looks the defense has to deal with, and so that's in the running game and also in the passing game, because all three of us can stay in there for third down, you know, do blitz pickup, and all three of us can take it on first or second down. So that kind of gives the defense something else they got to really think about with all three of us.
Bolden was the only running back in the starting lineup, and the first play of the game was a pass coming his way. But as far as who gets the start over the others, well, that's one thing that these competitors don't concern themselves with.
Honestly, we don't even care about that, and I can speak for Blount and Ridley about this. We don't care about that. You know, they call our name, they call our name. If they don't, they don't. But we're going to encourage that guy who does go in to go out there and make the best effort he can. And I think today he got the best effort from all three.
And it's evident that the coaching staff feels confident in the production of all three and what they bring to the offense. And Bolden, well, he feels pretty confident as a receiver or running back or wherever the coaches tell him to play.
I feel pretty confident. I kind of got faith in these hands. They might not catch everything, but I, you know, dust them off, keep going, you know, try again.
So fans should be pretty confident in his hands as well. Bolden caught 5 passes out of 6 targets and finished the night with 49 receiving yards and 51 on the ground. That will do it for this week's Player Profile. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.